Proverbs chapter 19. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, it is not good that the soul be without knowledge, and he that rushes with his feet sins. The foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall not escape. Many will beg the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, yet they ignore him. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul. He that keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a servant to rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's anger is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keeps the commandments keeps his own soul, but he that despises his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lends to the Lord, and that which he hath given he will repay. Chasten your son while there is hope, and let not your soul despair for his crying. A man of great anger shall suffer punishment, for if you deliver him, yet he must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leans toward life, and he that has it shall be satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A lazy man puts his hand in his dish and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that insults his father and chases away his mother is a son that causes shame and brings reproach. Cease to hear the discipline, my son, only to stray from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorns judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and beatings for the backs of fools.